Good morning. A Friday morning, we're with Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with what made news quite early this week, and it's after there's been some deaths and many, quote, mysterious illnesses, and that's Governor Cuomo coming out and warning folks to stop vaping until we figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, with all these deaths and no one knowing really why, the governor warned people they shouldn't, which, you know, people have said don't smoke either. We'll see how effective that is. But he also signed into law a bill that would require warnings about e-cigarettes and liquid nicotine during the tobacco control and prevention programs at schools. So New York is one of, you know, pretty much every state, really, and the feds who are really concerned right now about vaping and are looking to get the word out.
Well, let's stick with healthcare for a moment. There's a new Empire Center report on healthcare in New York State.
Yeah, it shows that New York is defying the national momentum. Basically, New York has seen a drop in uninsured people. And right now it's down to 5.4%, which is down from 5.7% in 2017. That means it's just over a million people in New York who do not have insurance. In other states, they've seen a rise in uninsured since the Trump administration came in. But New York, which continues to try and get people enrolled, has gone the opposite direction.
Chris Collins, Western New York congressman, is not sure if he's going to run for re-election. He's had some investigations going on.
No, he's kind of made moves that made people think he might run, but questions are, is that something he's doing to try and curry favor with federal prosecutors? He's under indictment for insider trading involving a biopharmaceutical company he was involved with. He said outside federal court yesterday that while he looks forward to being exonerated, he's not sure yet if he's seeking re-election. There are a host of Republicans, including two state senators, who are already lining up to run for the seat and expect to primary Collins if he does stay in the race.
Let's stay in upstate New York and Rochester, where we see the diocese has gone bankrupt there. I imagine that's going to have impact on lawsuits.
Right. In the wake of the Child Victims Act and dozens of old claims filed against it, the Rochester Diocese has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, which could make it a little difficult for survivors of child sex abuse at the hands of priests and other church people to get any money. What's going to be interesting is to watch how this plays out. There were warnings that this was going to happen while the Child Victims Act was being debated, and now you'll have to watch in areas where there were a lot of lawsuits brought in recent weeks, including Buffalo, whether other dioceses follow suit.
Ken Lovett joining us on a Friday to break down the state news and New York State government and politics. We always appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.